All right, welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 319. With me, as always, is Don.
As always, because as I'm always here,
except
in spirit.
Don isn't often here, and I'm Tony, by the way. But no one else is here, bastards.
Everyone they left deserted us. Me. This is going to be the best show ever.
Best show ever. I mean, it's obviously the handsomest show ever because we got rid of all the ugly people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a webcam, but I got a little picture down there, so
that's right.
It's okay.
We're hot. Guys, we're hot. Jeff is not. So make that point right now.
what do you, that looks delicious. What is that?
This beer is fantastic. This is called Dark Penance.
Dark Penance.
It's a black double IPA.
A black IPA. Ooh. I've had one different one. One. I've had that doesn't make any sense. I've been drinking a little bit already. Mm-hmm. I'm just drinking vodka.
So. Now you've got what's left. But we'll enjoy the lack of sobriety because you've already obtained this state. Yeah. So they toast the malt, so it's got kind of a sort of darker flavor, but it's definitely an IPA. It's very nice.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm kind of jealous now. I wish I had a delicious beer. I wish I had saved my beer. I wish I had drank the vodka last night and saved the beer for tonight because I had some Dogfish IPA last night. That was great. Also, as always,
I still have my Dogfish IPA. So IPA day was last week, like I think Thursday, and I was too sick to drink. and I got this really nice Dogfish Head 120 minute IPA, which is the big one.
Oh God!
It's 18% alcohol by volume.
That's what you should have drank tonight.
Yeah, I thought it'd be too much tonight.
No, that would have been perfect. Perfect.
So. The other thing is I'm still a little bit sick, like I'm still getting over the thing, and I want to, you know, enjoy the full experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's probably an expensive beer right there.
It's, I think the one, it's a 1 12-ounce bottle cost me $12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I bet it's worth it, though.
Oh, it's totally worth it. And I mean, it's 18%, so it's like drinking four beers simultaneously.
Yeah. Four delicious Dogfish Head.
Oh,
IPAs.
It's so good. I can't wait to drink it. I'm probably going to get into it this weekend.
Have you had it before?
Oh, yeah. I try to get one every year.
Oh, okay.
They only release the beer like two or three times a year, and it's a really limited run, so it's hard to get.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to go look at the liquor store Friday. Not this Friday. Next Friday.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it just came out, so.
Maybe there's hope.
You never know.
But that aside, we should probably talk video games because that's why people are here. This isn't the beer podcast.
It should be a beer podcast. There need to be more video games about beer.
Beer
of Duty, Call of Beer, Beer to Field.
Video games.
All right, video games. So, Don, what have you been playing? Are you playing anything new?
Not really. I've been playing Battlefield 4 because that's, you know, only 2 years old.
Well, now all of the expansions, they keep making them free one by one. I keep claiming them, but of course I don't have Battlefield 4 installed right now. So
yeah.
I haven't been actually playing the game.
So now all of them are available, which I think the last Battlefield article I wrote was about a year ago. And it was the nighttime map, the one map that was available at nighttime. And it was really neat, mind you. But that's the last time I played Battlefield. And I saw a couple friends playing it, and they told me that Premium was now for EA Access members on Xbox One. Premium is available like for everybody there. I was like,
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. So
maybe I'll play with you because
that was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So I've only played it last weekend, but I'm looking forward to playing it more. I ended up playing Halo tonight because I need to rank for the month. Because we always, you know, we get on and play once or twice a week, and we play Firefight usually.
Right. You can't really rank in Firefight. You just
right.
You so get your packs, but that's about it.
Yeah. And the only time I play is with you guys. So I'm like, you know, I need to hop on. I played about six matches. I whooped ass in Capture the Flag because I'm a fucking beast at Capture the Flag. But I the first game I played was three captures, and they didn't get one. So and I got all three. So. I've, you know, stroking my ego a little bit here.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think we need to play the competitive more. Like maybe if we play twice a week, one should be competitive and one should be firefight, because it's completely different. It's just a different experience. And I think if you're good at arena, you'll be good at firefight, but the opposite is not true.
Right.
It just moves so much slower.
Yeah, I'm not very good at firefight, but I'm usually decent at arena. So, but I did play a firefight and I won one tonight.
We won.
No, I won one tonight too. So I've won two.
Oh, now. You won without me. I see.
I did.
We showed you the way though. Yeah. Once you broke through that barrier, then it was
my second game tonight. I won, so I was pretty happy. And then of course I got called onto this random podcast.
This podcast is not random. We do this every Thursday.
I'm always here, though.
I'm always here, too. Always. Actually, Chris, the surprising thing is Chris and Jeff are on almost every week without fail.
Yeah.
And, of course, Chris is on vacation. And I don't know if you saw the pictures on Twitter, but Jeff's cat ate his headset for the second time. This is the second time this has happened. I suggested to him that he sell his cat in order to pay for a new headset. I think those two things.
He hasn't had the cat very long, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. He should totally sell the cat and get a headset. Right. I agree. And I'm a cat lover.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, not really much. You know, my mobile games, but nothing fancy. So,
yeah. I tried out, I'm going to mangle this name really badly, Warriors Orochi 3.
Which I always call it Warriors Orochi.
Whatever. Orochi. It's probably Orochi.
I'm probably wrong, but you know, you have a better sense of names.
My sense of Japanese names is non-existent. I have none. But of course it's one of the free games with gold this month. I've been looking at, like, I always look at Dynasty Warriors games and I'm like, you know, I kinda wanna try it because I'd never played one. Mm-hmm. And you know, it looks kind of cool when you're like walking through crowds of people and you know, they're all like flying up in the air and they're dying. So I played for like 45 minutes, and that's what you do. You walk through crowds of people and they fly up in the air and your thumb gets tired from just hitting XXXXX combo button, XXXXXX combo button, and that's the whole game. That's all I did for 45 minutes. So despite the fact that I looked awesome and badass, it wasn't a whole lot of fun.
Now, is it – is there anything to it other than dropping – I haven't played the Orochi series or Orochi, whatever.
I haven't played
that series. I've played plenty of Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah.
I used to be a fan like 10, 12 years ago when it first came out. I was like, this is pretty sweet.
I think it's a spinoff of Dynasty Warriors combined with another series. So like all the heroes are it's kind of like a Kingdom Hearts of the Dynasty Warriors realm or whatever.
So it's just like story related. There's like it's Dynasty Warriors with a different story.
Right.
Okay. That sucks. I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And
Zelda did it, and they did it great. I guess supposedly. Yeah.
This game though, like there is a story. Interestingly. I haven't played a game like this in a long time, but all the voice acting is in Japanese with subtitles.
Yeah, nice.
So it'd been a while since I'd seen that in a game, because I don't play a whole lot of JRPGs, and it's not really my shtick. But
and so the Dynasty Warrior games are definitely a niche.
yes, they are.
I haven't played one in a while, and I might actually maybe check this out, but usually I don't play them hardcore. I play for 5-6 hours, spend over about a week or so, and then I'm like, and I'm done. So I've never actually completed one.
Yeah, this made me feel really, really glad that I didn't buy it. And the fact that it's free, I mean, you should play because it's free.
It's a 360 game, right?
No, it's Xbox One.
Really? Did you get any achievements during this 45 minutes?
No, I didn't get a single achievement. Maybe I'm inadequate. Maybe I'm terrible. I looked at the achievements. I'm like, isn't there one for completing the prologue? Because I completed the prologue. Screwed. 45 minutes for nothing.
45 minutes for, and you have nothing to show for it. That sounds like a great, you know what? I'm just going to skip it. That's it.
Other than that, I've still been playing a lot of Pillars of Eternity.
That game looks good.
That game is really good. And I think, and Steam sales this fall, I'm going to pick up the two expansions, the White Marches.
Yeah. Now, I would ask like a million questions, but I assume you've already covered this like two podcasts ago.
You know, though, I covered it pretty briefly last week, so go ahead with your million questions.
So is this like, what's that game? We played it a little bit together very briefly. You know what I'm talking about?
Divinity? Divinity Original Sin. Yes. So it is a an isometric RPG. You have your little party and you take them around. One of the interesting things about this game is you create your one person to start the game, and then you can go to any of the inns in the game and you can create another person to add to your party, and you can actually fill your whole party with people you created.
Wow. Now, is so if you like, complex as Divinity, because Divinity is really, you know, we talked about it a little bit one podcast forever ago, and it's really out there. Like, it's got some real neat things to it. Like,
yeah, it's really cool. This is it doesn't have as many of those, I would say, refinements to the genre. Like the environment stuff they do, the battles in this one aren't nearly as hard as they are in Divinity. Okay. Divinity, you can interact with anything in the environment. Here, and I think this may have, Divinity may have done this to me, the world feels a little bit empty. Mm-hmm. Because there are so few things in the map that you can interact with. And when you're in the middle of a battle, you can't like electrify the water to hurt the enemies.
So it doesn't have those little subtle.
Yeah, it's more direct lineage of like Baldur's Gate.
Okay.
And those games.
No multiplayer.
It's not like a
co-op or anything.
I don't think there is multiplayer. Okay. I haven't tried.
I mean, multiplayer in a game like that is kind of silly. And
It was a weird fit in Divinity. I mean, right. You and I played that one time, and
yeah.
It was nice to have an epic match of rock paper scissors. But it still really didn't fit. Like they tried to write it into the story too. I don't know how far you got in Divinity, but there's a lot of interaction between your two main characters in that game, and you end up, if you're playing by yourself, playing both sides in the dialogue, which feels kind of funny.
Okay.
But that's the only time it feels kind of funny, when you're by yourself, and it's kind of weird in battles to divide your effort. Like when you have like a party of four people and you want them all doing specific things,
right.
To be that second person and just in control of your one dude and not being able to order everybody else around, feels weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an interesting game. It was a really good game. Not just interesting, but, as far as Divinity goes, it was interesting. So like if you had to pick one or the other, like you're stranded on an island, and you get
stranded on an island. Yeah. I mean, they're like two sides of the same coin, though. They're also not exactly the same. Like the battles in Divinity were turn based. In Pillars of Eternity, they're real time pausable.
Oh, okay. I think I like that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, and it's kind of got like the action timer that you have from like a Final Fantasy game.
Ooh, I like those.
So you'll see your guy swing, and then you wait for the timer to finish before he can swing again, use another move. So there's you kind of manage that aspect, and if your character has a high dexterity, they'll get to swing faster.
Right.
So that bar will move faster and that kind of thing. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would probably rather play Pillars of Eternity myself. But I haven't played it. So.
I would say Pillars of Eternity is probably a lot more forgiving and a lot easier to get into than Divinity. Now, as a person who's played a lot of these games, I think that the greater level of challenge and the so many interesting spins on the things in typical isometric RPGs really sells it for me.
Yeah.
Things like...
Divinity didn't seem like just any other
Baldur's Gate. Right. So it's I totally agree. I don't have the key to the door, well, in Pillars of Eternity, I'm going to search around and see where I can find the key. In Divinity, I'm going to launch fireballs at the door until it breaks.
Right. And that was truly awesome. There were some moments there that just like really, really good moments. So,
yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. There, I talked a lot last week about the stronghold element. I've actually finished my stronghold now. So you have this area where you own it. It's like a castle, and you build up various elements of it. So you know, you add a shop, a magic shop, and a forum where people discuss ideas, and like a garden, and you build up your little manor. You build the inside, and you make it pretty, and you add like a barracks so you can hire people to guard it. And one of the cool things is that periodically you'll have like people arrive in court, and you have to go like talk to them and solve their problems or leave them to their own devices. There was one guy who wanted help with his peasants who he was oppressing, and so I threw him into my dungeon because he was like hurting them. I lost a bunch of prestige because I did that too.
Nice. Like, now, you've played Dragon Age, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot like that, right? I thought you were talking about Dragon Age for a moment as I spaced out.
But yeah. You're not. This is more interesting, I think, in ways. It's a lot more active. You can go interact with the things that you've added. A lot of the developments will, when you rest in the game, you'll get like bonuses based on what you've built in your castle.
Right. Okay.
So like a +3 to dexterity, which is insane. The bonuses are really, really strong. So I'll find a lot of times when I need to rest, instead of like finding the inn in the town that I happen to be in, or you have like a stock of camping supplies so you can camp wherever you happen to be. I'll just go all the way back to my stronghold and rest there because I can get like a +3 to dexterity, or there's one that's a +2 to constitution and +2 to resolution, which is again a really, really strong bonus. there are other bonuses too. If you find like a prostitute, it's just your main character though is the only person who gets the bonus for resting with the prostitute.
I mean lunch, as we call it at work.
That's right, lunch.
Lunch break.
No comment on what you're eating.
Right. So, nice.
But yeah, Pillars of Eternity is really good. It's easy to get into. The story is interesting. The world is a lot of fun.
That's a Paradox game, right?
Yeah, so nice. It was Obsidian, who's done a number of RPGs for a long, long time.
South Park and New Vegas?
South Park, Fallout, New Vegas. And they did a bunch of, back in like the early 2000s, a bunch of isometric RPGs. It's what they built their reputation on originally. So this game was kind of like a coming home for them. And it was originally a Kickstarter title, but they had brought in Paradox to publish the game and bring it across the finish line. So that's a nice association too, because that really gives a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of oomph to a title.
Did they
cachet?
Maybe I'm thinking of Divinity again because I crossed it a lot. Are they making a Pillars of Eternity too?
So I know they're making a another Divinity game.
Okay, and they kickstarted that one. And
they kickstarted the original. I think they kickstarted the second one too. I may be wrong, but it's possible.
If I recall,
there is the CEO of Obsidian said that they are working on expanding the Pillars of Eternity universe, whatever that means. So I'm assuming there will be another game in that series. It did very well. So
yeah, I remember people talking like crazy.
It's really good though.
Nice. I'll have to keep an eye out.
I highly recommend it when the Steam sales come in the fall. The game at that point will be more than a year old, year and a half old, whatever.
I almost picked it up actually at the last sale, but I don't remember why I didn't. It was pretty.
I picked it up in December, so I've had it sitting around for 8 months now, and
just
finally getting into it. And I am glad I did. It's nice to have this little dead period where there's really nothing.
Right.
Except No Man's Sky, which neither of us have played. So.
Oh no, that comes to PC in tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So.
Tomorrow. I got a friend at work that's already got it pre-ordered, and he's ready to play. And
I'm interested in it. I've been looking at the coverage this week, and it seems interesting. It doesn't seem like something that I would spend hours and hours and hours and hours playing. So
no, it seems like
I'm going to wait for the price to go down.
Hours on. However, it doesn't seem like it seems like hours spread over a large period of time. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not ready. I'm especially not ready for that commitment the week before Madden comes out. Because you know, seven days from today, it's Madden time.
Well,
so yeah, I'm excited for Madden. So let's get that game here now.
Yay! I'm working on it. I'll email him again tomorrow.
So I think that's what we've been playing. We figured that since it's just the two of us, just the two of us.
Oh, make it if nice.
We try, just the two of us. All right. That we would forego news and head into more talking about games that are coming up this fall and what we're looking to pick up and what we're excited about and what we might not be excited about.
Just Battlefield.
So Don, you have the list. You have the master list.
Well, I kind of. It's like spread out over three tabs and on Gamefly.
Game Informer also has a very nice list if you want to see everything.
Really?
If you want to Google Game Informer.
I might do that real quick.
2016 just release sing your list. Song. I'm not sure I know that many other. Here we go.
Upcoming games, maybe? I don't know where to find this.
If you Google Game Informer 2016 release list,
oh, okay,
it'll be the first article that comes up.
There we go. Oh, I like
that. Yeah, this list is massive. They periodically go through and just add everything in, so you can see.
Okay, so we gotta get down to like.
You gotta scroll down for half an hour to get to the.
All right, everybody, listen to the elevator music for a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Do 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 do.
All right, August. Oh, it's not in order though. It's in like alphabetical order.
Who does that? It's not in alphabetical. It's in day order.
Oh, okay, and then alphabetical order. I played Mobius Final Fantasy on Android. That game's kind of fun, actually. So, it's just really. It's not a tactical in the sense of like Final Fantasy Tactics, but it's a real strategic RPG. Like, it's basically just fights. There's a story to it, but you know every Final Fantasy has a story. So the fights are you. It's such a fucking complicated game, to be honest with you. So you create this deck. You have your three different. So you have like a rogue, a mage, a warrior. You pick which one you're going to take into the fight. And then that particular class has like a deck of four cards based on elements. And then it's basically just like attacking and defending based on the elements that are that the enemy is. The graphics are great. It's been really fun. I play it probably about once or twice a day for healthy sittings, like 20 minutes. But it's kind of neat, and it's free. So I don't know if you're into like...
Free is the right price.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a phone game?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
You know, I love my phone games. So
right, right.
That's been taking up a little bit of time in my mornings. So while I sit here and drink coffee, I play that on my phone. So, but... all right. Let's see. Hold, there are so many games here.
There are so many.
I'm going to go back to Gamefly.
I think, for me personally, the fall gaming season always starts with the launch of the new Madden.
Right.
So we're a week out from Madden. I am pumped for that. I actually don't know this year. Normally I pay attention to what the new developments are. I will say Madden 16 was probably the best, or definitely in the top like two or three of sports games that I had ever played.
Yeah, you had it pretty high last year.
Yeah, no, it was really good, and some of the things they did to the franchise mode to add kind of those RPG elements where you're leveling up your guys as you played in the game, and they made it really evident, kind of like you have in Borderlands.
Yeah.
Kind of that whole you could see your people getting points as it went along. Those were really cool. So I'd like to see them develop that kind of thing further. So I'm excited to see what we do with the new one. And of course, if you always compare the Madden from 1 year to the Madden from the previous year, it's always such a huge jump forwards in terms of graphics.
Yeah.
They always look insanely good. It's like the Madden you're playing always looks photorealistic, and you go back to the Madden from the previous year, you're like, how did I play this? This game is so ugly. How did I not know that it was this ugly? It's always that big of a jump.
You don't notice it at first either. Like you start playing it and you're like, oh, this looks really good. But then you're like, oh, well, last year looked really good too. So it's not really that big of a deal. So
you put them side by side, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So Madden comes out for Access owners next week, right?
Yeah, Access.
So Thursday or next Friday?
Thursday. So Thursday. Is there anything else next week?
Not really.
The week after, though, there's some stuff to get excited about.
Yeah, the next week is Deus Ex.
Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. I have that one pre-ordered as well.
No, that's the third Deus Ex game?
I think it's the fourth.
Okay.
But it's only the second modern, recent game. I think the last one before was in 2004. I want to say
it's been a little while.
It was a long time before they brought it back. And the last game, Human Revolution, was so good.
I played it for about an hour, but I'm not big into stealth games, so it really didn't grab onto me.
So you didn't have to play that as a stealth game, though.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. I felt like it wanted me to play that way.
Uh-huh.
So I just didn't feel like right playing it any other way. So
I think I played as stealth without killing people for the longest time in that game. I probably like 8 or 9 hours. And then there was this one mission where you had to take out someone who was standing in the middle of a crowd, on a playground or something. So he was out in the middle of a crowd, like out in the open. I was like, screw this. And I just shot him in the head with a sniper rifle from really far away. So there went my no-kill effort. But I had a lot of fun with that game.
It's huge. Like, everyone loved that game.
Yeah. The cool stuff with the augmentations, they've really screwed up marketing it. I wonder if that will hurt them, between their silly pre-order campaign, that they ended up having to scrap. And then now this stupid, and I don't know why they threw this into the game, but that whole Aug Lives Matter thing, very, very, I would say poor timing.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. No one will care except, you know, all the
everybody
here. But I'm still buying it, so I'm in. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it will be.
All right. Let's see. Is there anything else in August?
The
remake of Resident Evil. Well, it's not a remake. It's probably just a...
Yeah,
a version of Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, a remaster, and that's awesome though. I'm actually really looking forward to that. So I wanted to play 5 as well. 5 was the last one that I, outside of Operation Raccoon City,
mm-hmm.
5 was the last one that I kind of liked. Like I played through probably twice, but 4 was really good. 4 was one of my favorites after 2. So I mean it. Granted, it launched it outside of the wonky survival horror game that it was and more into the action territory. But it really was a lot of fun. It was the perfect blend, in my opinion, of action and survival horror.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little less survival horror, but it's just enough.
See, I've never been a big fan of those games because I can't stand the control scheme. But I will leave you.
So, have you played 4 or 5? Like,
I played both 4 and 5.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand the whole because this is the modern era. Like, I have 2 thumbsticks.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk and aim at the same time. Please, for the love of God, let me.
Can you do that in real life, though? Like, have you tried?
Oh, yes. All the time. All the time. Yeah. I remember the last time I went on a shooting spree. I mean.
Oh, that's horrible. Moving on.
moving on to September. There are a lot Dead of Rising. Games in September, too. I think Dead Rising comes back.
I'm not looking forward to it, but
I'm not a big zombie game. Again, Resident Evil. I'm not a big zombie game type person. But there are some other interesting games coming out. I think ReCore.
Yes.
Looks really cool. I think it's got that kind of Metroid-esque.
I'm really hoping that they don't push that into mature territory. Like, I want to be able to play that because I bet my kids would like watching it.
I think it's cheaper, too. I remember seeing it was only, $40 or something.
And if I recall, watching E3, I'm pretty sure my wife wanted to see it, too. So,
yeah. No, that game looks really cool, and it does kind of have a kind of a kiddish feel, so maybe that would be...
Yeah. Would so be mature games, I don't get to play a lot of, outside of, by the time my kids are in bed at 9 o'clock, I'm tired, and I don't want to get
involved in the
story. I don't mind getting on and playing, Battlefield or Halo or something. But I don't want to start getting involved in a hardcore violent story.
Oh man, this game isn't hardcore violent. But I was playing Overwatch in front of my 6-year-old.
Yeah,
and only for an hour or two.
Yeah,
and then 3 weeks later, my wife asked me not to play Overwatch in front of a game, which I had done for 3 weeks. And I was like, "Well, why?" And she's like, he walks around going, die, die, die. Oh,
no.
It's horrible. scaring people at camp. Oh, all right.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, sorry.
That's got
Let's see. What else we got in September? We got NHL 17. I'm sure Chris is very excited.
Yeah, but he's not here, so it doesn't matter.
He's not here, so we don't care about that. Destiny Rise of Iron.
Is that coming out?
That is coming out in September.
It's not on this list at all.
September 20th.
I haven't seen outside of them bringing back Gjallarhorn, which is one of the best weapons ever. I haven't seen anything on Rise of Iron. I've tried to keep it that way. But all of my old buddies I talked to, pretty much every single one of them this last week, and they're all going to buy it. So I may end up picking up Destiny.
You may have to.
So, but I was not up until last week. I was like, oh, another Destiny game. I don't care. But the last, the last big expansion last year, I got a lot of playtime out of that. I played it for about 4 months. So
it's one of those that's the big thing about multiplayer games is that you have to have the games that all your friends have.
Yeah.
Otherwise you can't play.
Right.
So we're going to talk about a game in a little bit that I don't super want, that I'm still probably going to buy because I know everybody else is going to buy it.
Oh, it's man.
But we'll get to that in a little bit. Destiny. I don't know. I never picked up any of the expansions. You guys dragged me through the whole campaign.
We did. I remember that was a good time.
So I'm probably not going to pick up Rise of Iron. I will leave the joy to you all. You can have as much.
He's going to play it too.
I'm sure Chris will play. And you guys both like that those games. Maybe I'm missing out on something, and maybe I need to pick up the expansions to go a little farther. Yeah, the problem, though, at this point is that I'd have to play through Expansion 1, Expansion 2, and the whatever the other one is called.
The last 2.0, yeah. But they're all totally worth it. So,
But I'd have to play through them by myself because you guys have already played
through them. I'd go through it again. It was good. It was a good time.
Yeah, but doing that, I'd have to skip out on Madden and
that's all this. True.
I don't want to spend the time doing that.
You know what? Just skip that and get the game that you kind of mentioned a few minutes ago instead, and we'll be fine.
Or, you know, I could get the same game that comes out the same day as Destiny Rise of Iron. That is one of my favorite franchises of all time. NBA 2K17.
Oh, wow. So
close. Yes. September 20th is going to be a great day for me, and not because of Destiny. Because I love those games. Those games are so good. I always get so far into them. I think for once, though, I'm going to try to stop myself from playing the My Career mode and get more into, like, a franchise.
Yeah.
Because I normally end up skipping out on the franchise, but I put a ton of time into My Career.
Well, that's one of the big perks is the, like, being able to play your dude.
You know? Right.
Not playing, like, a whole team. Like that's, like, a big perk to those games.
Oh yeah, it's why I like the MLB The Show games too. I like playing as my guy.
Right.
I do want to one of these years, and I think this will be the year to kind of tear myself away from that and try to get more into the actual franchise mode and actually play through a season running the whole team and see what happens, because it's been so long since I've done that. I don't think I've done that since like NBA 2K11.
Right.
Like I'll play a few games, like I'll play through to get the achievements, but I won't like take myself through a whole season. So maybe I'll give that a shot and see what happens.
Yeah, the only time I really like season games is when they have real good stat tracking. Like for the games that you've played,
yeah,
your 3 points, your 2 points, your it's all that good stuff. I want all the statistics.
Oh, NBA 2K is the best. Best. They do every stat that the NBA tracks. They do all of the advanced stats. So like the player efficiency ratings and the pure point ratings, like everything you can think of.
Oh yeah, that sounds great.
Which is something I've always like looking at my career mode. You can look at your player efficiency rating, compare them to the other players in the league, and I'm always like, oh, I'm like 20 points ahead of the next person in the league. Yeah, I'm so much better. Well, you're like a usage rating. Like everybody else has a usage, like a high usage rating is like 18. You're like, oh, I finished like 60% of my team's possessions.
Yeah.
Oops. Let's see what else we got in September. Two other games that I think you're interested in. Forza Horizon 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm mildly interested in it. I think Chris is pretty into it. But I don't know. The Horizon games are okay. Like, I'm not huge on them. I'm not big into the open world racing around. But I'll check it out.
And then this game came out earlier this year for PC, but even with its 2-week delay, it's still in September. XCOM 2.
XCOM. I'm excited for that. I called that a year ago. So
that game, it's really good. It's not as good as I think it could have been.
Yeah.
Although I still need to give it another shot now that they fit. This is the problem when you release a game and it's broken. Like, I guarantee that on launch day for PS4 and Xbox One, XCOM 2 will be a fully functional game. It will look fantastic, and everything that you can do and the PC version you'll be able to do. At launch on the PC version, I had to play the game on min settings because that was the only way I could actually see what was going on because it was so broken.
That's
Now I still, it's a Steam game, so I still have it and I can play whenever I want. But I played through it now. And I have other games I haven't played. So right. I would have to go back and play it again to have that experience over again. And you kind of lost me.
Yeah.
I've had other strategy games that I've played this year that didn't do that to me.
War.
Yeah. So maybe one day XCOM 2 will be like a games with gold and I'll get back into it because there'll be achievements.
Yeah. And personally, I really like it with a controller. Some people prefer the mouse and keyboard bit, but I thought it felt really, really, really fluid with the controller.
I think XCOM, the original, did play better with the controller. There was some fiddly stuff with the mouse.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, I played the demo of the first XCOM. Well, not first, Enemy Unknown.
Yeah.
I played the demo of that on my older PC, and I didn't like the mouse controls at all. So I'm, even though I have a computer that can run XCOM 2, I've been purposely waiting for it to come to Xbox One. So,
yeah, I will say it did play well on PC. Graphic issues, which I know have been fixed by now, but
yeah.
So, and there is one more other September game we haven't mentioned yet. Final Fantasy 15.
Because it's the Final Fantasy.
The final. It is. It is the. Yeah, I mean, it's the last one you have to talk about, right?
It's got
to
be the last one. So it's the final one. The last one has just been Fantasy 14, Fantasy 7, Fantasy.
The stupid name for a series.
I kind of wish we had a chick on here that could, you know, like say it all sultry.
Final Fantasy. I'll be your Final Fantasy.
wow. like the more I see trailers for it, like let's see at E3, I was like, I don't know, that looks pretty dumb. every new trailer I've seen this year just makes me like not want it anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna play it, don't get me wrong, but I don't know where it's going to sit on my list at the end of the year. So I think the characters look retarded. I think the gameplay that I saw the battles looked okay.
Yeah.
It did not look that interesting.
Yeah. The whole like bro thing, it just turned me off. And the fact that I didn't like 13 at all. I am more than willing to go and play this game if other people I trust tell me it's good.
Yeah, not me.
But until then, I'm not touching it. yeah. Although I will say it does look like they've gone away from a lot of the kind of arena-ish JRPG elements into a more like open world.
It looks like a really enhanced Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah.
Which is a decent game. The story was really weird.
Yeah.
It was
sure no matter what happens, the story will be weird. So yeah, if you're in the mood for a weird story, then this is definitely the way to go. We'll see. I mean, I imagine I will end up trying it at some point. We'll just see when that point actually happens.
Yeah, but like 1 week later, we got Mafia 3. So
this is the problem, is that when you're in the fall, you wait a week. You're like, I don't really want to try this. I'm going to wait. You're like, oh, but wait, the next week is Mafia 3.
Yeah, I might just save Final Fantasy for like winter. I mean,
winter or next spring, or, you know.
Dude, I love
that. There's always a game every fall where I'm like, I didn't buy that. I'm going to let my in-laws get me that as a Christmas present.
Or wait for it on sale.
Right.
Black Friday.
Right, exactly.
I loved not necessarily the Mafia games, but like the Godfather games, like that style of game. I used to love those games.
Mafia 2 was really good.
I think I played that one, but I can't remember. I remember I played several games like it. I played Scarface. That game was awesome, minus the save glitch where it erased my save game. And then, what was it? Godfather 1 or 2? I can't remember, on PS2. That game was fucking amazing.
It must be the original Godfather. Yeah. I think those games got much worse. No, 2 and 3 were, it was like they went downhill pretty fast.
Right.
But Mafia 2 was a very, very good cover-based shooter. Before everyone got sick of cover-based shooters, which is kind of one of the things that I know personally, I've played a lot of cover-based shooters, and so I'm kind of like, you know, I really don't want another one. It told a really awesome story. And I think this one, they seem to have changed up the character roster quite a bit. And so I think they can tell some other stories that might also be worth like playing through the game.
So are these are like, you know, you're coming up through the mafia and you become the boss and you have to own territory and stuff like that. Is this like that, or am I thinking of the other two games?
Mafia 2 was not like that.
Okay, it was more strict action.
Yeah, strict action, very story based. Okay, there was an open world, but the way the game was built, you didn't interact a whole lot with it.
Yeah. Okay.
I imagine in Mafia 3, considering how every game is an open world game now, that there'll be more of that open world element. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially since, you know, it's another 2K game, right? 2K is obsessed with these open world games, so. Yeah.
I miss the like the gang wars and like
right
stuff like that. That's so. This is not going to be the game. I'll end up skipping this one.
Yeah, I think I will play this eventually. I just don't see myself playing it at launch. I'm definitely not playing it for $60 with all these other games that are out in October.
Oh yeah, like the week after that, there's Gears of War and WWE 2K.
All right, so I alluded to Gears of War 4 earlier.
Oh, that's what you were talking
about.
I'm not either.
Fan of those games. I do like them. When I say I'm not a huge fan, I think they're good games. Mm-hmm. I'm just not obsessed with them. Chris is obsessed with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yes. I know Jeff likes them. And the whole horde mode is a lot of fun to play with your friends. Yeah. The actual competitive multiplayer I never got into because it's really hard and it's so different from any other competitive multiplayer and you see in a shooter that I don't have the time to invest to learn a new way to play. But getting into a really good horde mode in that kind of game. And of course the story is interesting and I have played through the story in Gears 1, 2, and 3. So I kind of do want to see what happens on. So I'm assuming I will end up getting this game. Okay. If not for no other reason, then Chris will make me so I can play. Because when we every Tuesday night we play something, and I'm sure there'll be a bunch of nights where we're like Horde mode and Gears of War 4. So
I'll keep Halo.
Halo's still really good, and it's free, and they keep adding new content for free, so it's hard to fight that whole one.
Yeah.
But that's not the only game that comes out that day.
Oh, I know.
I think there's one in particular that you would really enjoy.
I am really looking forward to the new WWE 2K game. So, minus the fact that Brock Lesnar's on the front, which he's a total fucking tool. But no, I've been like completely engrossed in wrestling lately. You know, not to diverge on a huge, huge rabbit trail, but you know, they just did the brand split like 3 weeks ago. So now it's interesting again. Like, they called up all these people. It sounds like they're like actually listening to the fans because some of the stories that are going on kind of mimic what people have been wanting for a long time. And I don't know. SummerSlam's in a couple weeks. I can't wait. And I've just been, like I said, completely engrossed in wrestling like the last probably month. Like I watch it every Monday night, Tuesday night, usually on weekends when I'm out here playing on the Xbox or something. On my computer screen, I have WWE Network playing, and then there's the monthly pay-per-view. There's the card game I play on my phone. That's just ugh. So I'm looking forward to it. The last game was really good, so I imagine this game's going to be a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully.
I have to bring this up. Jeff tweeted this at us. We have to tell our listeners that he said that No Man's Sky is pretty neat.
Pretty neat.
Well said, Jeff. Well said.
Pretty neat. I like it. That sounds like a Don explanation. That's pretty neat. Ugh.
You could do better, Jeff. You can do better.
Yeah. Maybe he's too like into the game right now that he just wanted to make sure he caught us real quick.
Right, exactly. He's playing right now.
Right.
Sitting next to the remnants of his headset that had been destroyed by the cat again. The cat came back and just destroyed it again.
The very next day.
I thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Anyway. So that's WWE.
Game's a game I thought you were talking about whenever you were actually talking about Gears. So,
Battlefield?
Yeah.
I love the Battlefield games.
Okay, that's, you caught me a little off guard when you're, that's why I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, but okay.
The yeah. one thing that makes me hesitant about Battlefield is the fact that Battlefield 4 was so broken at launch, but it's hard to hold that completely against them because they launched like the first, like day one, a day one console release for a brand new console. Maybe they were destined to fail. Maybe that was a really bad idea.
Yeah, not only that, but didn't they like, didn't Battlefield 3 come out and then the next year Battlefield 4 come out?
It was a pretty short transition, yeah.
So between the they've two. Had like 2 years to work on Battlefield 1. I mean, you know, they helped with Hardline, but they didn't actually develop Hardline. This did Hardline.
Well, it's 2 years of development. All that experience they have now with the Xbox One and the network.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel a lot better about it knowing that EA Access is there. So that, you know, you'll get 5 days to try it out before launch.
Right.
So that if it sucks, I can just not buy it.
True. True.
So that whole opportunity is there now that wasn't before. Yeah. So I feel a lot better about this fall's Battlefield release. And the game looks great.
Oh, God, it looks so bad. Dude, I was like, I was feeling it like in all of my body whenever I watched the thing at E3. I was like, oh, God. It looks so good.
Yeah.
And I've really been kind of wanting like an older era shooter. Like I liked World of War. The Call of Duty World of War, I liked that game.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we've been missing out. Like people got sick of that whole World War era shooter.
Sure. And that's understandable.
Right. But it's been a while now.
Right.
It's been long enough and we don't have any on the consoles that we own now.
Right. And I've never been a fan of futuristic warfare.
Yeah, so. Call of Duty, like we'll probably talk about them later, but Call of Duty has embraced that whole futuristic warfare.
Oh yeah.
And I have Halo. I don't really need Call of Duty to go there.
Halo and Titanfall.
Right.
Like, not like realistic based shooters. Not saying Call of Duty is realistic in this inkling, but you know, I have like Titanfall and, you know, I have other games. I don't, you know, I want my modern shooters too.
Yeah.
So stop trying to be like the others. Damn.
But Battlefield, they have some cool stuff in there. Seeing the World One era planes flying around and the tanks and like, it's going to feel new and fresh and
it's going to be awesome.
Kind of excited about that.
I really hope they still have like a squad deathmatch because that's one of my favorite modes. So, but
yeah,
I think it's gonna be so good.
Just get out of that modern era and try something older.
Older, not newer. Older.
Yeah. I mean, we had so much fun. What was the game we were playing? The first person melee game.
Oh, Chivalry.
Chivalry. Yeah, we had so much fun with Chivalry.
It was hilarious. I had
a great give time. Us something else to do. Like
I'm all for like, you know, the competitiveness, but yeah, you need to change it up a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean Chivalry was we didn't play it forever. It was it was obviously not a high budget title like Call of Duty or Battlefield would be, but if you built a game like that and gave it the budget those games had,
yeah.
Imagine.
Definitely.
Come on, guys, help us out just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But same release day as Battlefield 1.
Oh.
Civ 6.
Oh, okay. See, I don't have a PC list up. You kind of caught me off guard with that. That's really disappointing. That's the same goddamn day of Battlefield.
Same day, yeah.
That makes
October is insane because I know I'm probably getting Gears 4.
Yeah,
I'm getting Battlefield 1. I'm getting Civ 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting Titanfall 2. I really, really, really want Elder Scrolls 5 Special Edition.
Really?
I love those games. And being able to play my Xbox One. Yeah, I really want to play that again.
Oh.
That game I may wait on. That would be the one I would wait on, because I've played it. I played it before.
But that's a lot of money for a game I've already played.
Yeah, that's a lot of $60 is a lot of money for a game I already put like 100 hours into.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it looks freaking fantastic.
It does. It does. And I haven't played the expansions. I haven't played any of them.
Yeah, I haven't either.
So that would be a big reason for getting into it.
Yeah.
But the fact that I have all these other new games to actually play is probably why I'll sit out on that one for a little bit.
I have a feeling it's going to be the exact same thing as Fallout for me. Like, I tried not to play Fallout whenever my kids were up. Mm-hmm. And by 9 o'clock at night, I don't want to play a really in-depth. Like, Fallout's a game you start at 6 o'clock in the morning and play until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That's not a game you play at 9 o'clock at night until 10 o'clock at night.
No, you can't. You can't just play for an hour. You have to play for several hours, which I think is one of the reasons why I didn't get into Fallout 4 as much as I did the other games. I just don't have time to do that anymore.
Right, I don't either. So
I might make that time for Skyrim, though. Same.
And Skyrim wasn't, I don't know, it didn't seem as bad. Like, you know, there weren't like mutated rats running around and you know, death claws chasing after you. So, I mean, there were dragons, but you'd see dragons all the time. I mean, Pete's dragon, come on.
Right. But Civ 6, I'm probably in for that one.
Yeah. Definitely.
It looks like they're trying some new things. We'll see. I have my concerns.
Yeah, my biggest concern is the graphics like seem really kiddish for I don't know.
Yeah, they've kind of gone in that direction. They've gone away like Civ 4
Revolution, like
right.
It's like they're going towards Revolution. And
yeah,
5 was a great game.
It was. 5 was fantastic, and they added a whole lot of content to that game. Although I will say it was not that great at launch. They needed the first expansion for that game to actually hit that upper tier strategy game. Right? It was something war. It had something to do with war.
Yeah,
it made the fighting in the game worthwhile. And the AI sucked before that expansion too. That was the other thing. The game was too easy. So we'll see. The last Civ game, the space one.
Beyond Earth, the one that you
Beyond Earth, which I detest.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy that game. The expansion probably does not do a whole lot for it. That game is not fun.
Have you played it recently since they've like patched it and updated it and all that?
I haven't played it recently because, you know, when I tried to start that game like 8 or 9 times and it just felt like a slog every time. I'm like, this is not fun. You took the cool part of the game, because every Civ game has always had this awesome part where you're civilization has just been born and you have this entire world to go out and explore, and they took and made that part the most treacherous, the most awful thing that you could possibly imagine. Like, everything was death and awful. The entire world is brown and ugly, and let's go out and explore. No you didn't want to. So
no more brown. No,
yeah.
No.
I'm assuming that the fact that they have all these other Civ games and we're not going to be in a dangerous alien world or whatever, that they won't have that problem with this one. But the fact that XCOM 2 had all those problems at launch, like, can I trust Firaxis to give me what I want on day one? I can't. I can honestly say I can't. They didn't do it with Civ 5. They didn't do it with Beyond Earth. They didn't do it with XCOM 2.
Yeah.
I gotta say that, you know, if I'm spending my $60 on a game, is it going to be Battlefield 1? Is it going to be Titanfall 2? Is it going to be Gears of War 4? Or is it going to be the one where the developer has let me down 3 times in a row?
I see your point there.
So, Like, I'll play it. I will probably bite the bullet and buy it, but...
Yeah. I may wait a little bit on that one, just because the fact that it comes out the same day Battlefield 1 comes out.
Right.
Dude, I'm not playing anything on my computer.
That's the other thing. Like,
I'm playing, like,
I'm going to be playing Battlefield. You're going to be playing Battlefield. I'm probably going to be playing with you.
Yep. I'll be playing nonstop.
Right.
So, I may end up waiting until that drops, like, $20 or something. You know, like pay $40 for it, not $60.
Right, so, right.
Like, fall sale.
What
else is there? There's
game neither of us are getting, but is coming out in October. The Last Guardian.
Last Guardian. Oh, I forgot about
finally that. Coming out. Finally. But when neither of us have a PS4, that doesn't matter. Yep. But the one game we haven't talked a whole lot about, we mentioned it, Titanfall 2.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not. I'd rather play Battlefield, unfortunately.
I mean, Titanfall.
I'm in the minority, but I would rather.
I don't know that. I don't actually don't think that you are in the minority there. I know that I am the number one super fan of Titanfall.
Oh, I love it, dude. That's
game is great, and I'm really, really excited for Titanfall 2. They added that single player campaign for this year. I don't know that that's going to add a whole lot to the game, and I really hesitate when a developer that's known for doing multiplayer games is like, oh, we have a single player game now. That's what everybody right. wanted.
Yeah.
So we have it.
Remember that Medal of Honor campaign? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Medal of Honor, Battlefield, like those campaigns have all been terrible. They've all been horrible.
Yeah.
So I can say that I'm excited for the multiplayer. I'm excited for having like an axe on my Titan and seeing what the new Titans are like and getting out there into some fast moving multiplayer matches. They seem to be focusing a lot of their marketing on this single player campaign though.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Cause I don't have high hopes for it. If it's great, that's fine. I will A+. I'm not buying this game for the right. single player. So if it sucks, then I guess it won't matter all that much to me.
Like one week after Battlefield. What the fuck, man? And then
I don't know what EA was thinking when they did this. Maybe they think these two games exist in different universes and they have different audiences.
No, it's stupid.
Well, I mean, honestly, you and I, Don, when it comes to games like this, we're not normal people.
No.
I don't know that you'll necessarily buy both, but I'm definitely going to buy both.
I want to buy both, but whether I can afford to buy both is completely different. Well,
now you're making a decision. And for you, this is not a decision. It's I'm buying Battlefield 1. Yeah, and then absolutely. If I have any money left over, maybe I will get Titanfall 2.
Right.
For me, I'm like, okay, I'll get both. But a lot of people are like, I don't care about Titanfall. I'm getting Battlefield.
Right. It is the bigger name. I mean,
it is. And if you had a friend and they're like, should I get Battlefield 1 or should I get Titanfall? You'd almost have to say Battlefield 1.
Yeah. I mean, I recommend... That's all I talk about to my friends. Like, I know they're going to play Titanfall because I've played Titanfall with them. But all I talk about to them is Battlefield because I know for sure I'm getting Battlefield.
Yeah.
And I really want Titanfall 2, but, like I said, whether or not I have the money or not, it's going to be
different. Right. Well, you got EA Access, so you'll get, like, 10 hours to play. That's true. You'll find out if you like it or not, which is the great thing about EA Access.
I love EA Access. Great. I love it.
I love EA Access.
Awesome. I was actually just talking to a friend at work about it. It's like, yeah, dude, the premium is like free for everybody right now in Battlefield 4. He's like, really?
Yeah.
That's sweet, dude.
So. All right. Moving on to November. This probably is near the end.
It is. Thank God.
I am not getting Call of Duty. Sorry, Call of Duty.
I'm done with Call of Duty.
I didn't get the last Call of Duty. I'm not getting this one.
I played the last one and it sucked. So
yeah, the last one I played, I didn't enjoy either.
It had some interesting ideas, like if they'd had their card, their little like loot crate system in like a modern setting, I would have enjoyed it. Like they could have kept their little classes, like their funny, like Reaper class and this and that. You know, like they could have kept all that, but the futuristic jetpacks, and I don't want to play Call of Duty like that. Like, the game's already Twitch based enough that
right. You know,
I don't need them to add more crap
right.
to make me suck at it.
I mean, plus at this point, I'll have Gears of War 4, I'll have Battlefield 1, I'll have Titanfall 2. Do I need another multiplayer shooter? No. Yeah. Do I need one that I played like 90,000 iterations of and didn't like the last couple? Right. No. So, sorry, Call of Duty.
I got some friends that are buying it simply because, and this is really unfortunate, simply because they're releasing the original Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, like revamped with it.
Like, you're going to play that? I mean, really?
No, I got like friends that are seriously like, yeah dude, I'm playing. And
I enjoyed it, but.
Dude, like, you know they're going to release that later as a standalone.
Yeah. Right? Right, exactly.
I want to play it now. Okay, whatever. It's your money, dude.
Right.
And it's also 1 week after Titanfall, which I know they're playing that, and 2 weeks after Battlefield, and I know they're playing that. So, yeah.
How many games can you play? I mean, really, at this point.
That's $180 in 3 weeks. $180 in 3 weeks. That's ridiculous. That's absurd.
No, if you go to Best Buy, it's a little less than that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway. All right, so we've hated on Call of Duty. Dishonored 2, people love this game. I didn't enjoy Dishonored. I couldn't get into it. I tried a bunch of times to play it. You did like it?
No, I thought you did. I hated it.
Oh, see, I can't get into it. I just can't get into it. I've tried a couple times. The game has so many elements where it seems like a game that I would like, and I just...
Right, it does.
I don't enjoy it. I'm sorry, Dishonored. I don't love you.
Like, the setting, the steampunk setting and stuff looks really cool, but
you know, yeah, it looks really cool. The abilities look really cool.
Right.
It goes around. There's a cool story in there, I guess. I
don't want to sneak around, and
I don't have fun when I play.
But
the sneaking, I mean, the sneaking doesn't even feel real. Like, you don't feel like you're sneaking through the environment, and I always feel like when enemies see me, it's kind of random, and I can't really feel – I don't, like, have good ways of hiding from them, and
just, yeah.
I don't know. I never enjoyed it. Maybe this one will be great, and people will tell me how great it is, and then maybe. I'll play it and won't enjoy this one either. That's probably what's going to happen. That will happen with the first
one. It's the second one, so maybe they can refine the first one.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, sure. I'm not playing it, though, so whatever.
Watch in Dogs. A similar vein, although Watch Dogs, I did play through the first Watch Dogs. I played all the way to the end. Wow. I did kind of enjoy it. The game was lacking a lot of areas, but it also had a lot of potential, and there were some really cool things about it.
Right. It seemed neat. Like, I played a little bit of it, but
hacking stuff was really cool, like being able to like get in a car chase and like play with the traffic lights or
right.
Like make a barrier come up in front of the car that was chasing after you or
yeah.
You know,
it had some neat stuff.
There were it was kinda like a combination of GTA and Batman Arkham Asylum. Like there were a lot of those like hunter moments where you'd like be stuck in an environment and be you and a bunch of enemies and you'd be able to like use your gadgets or your hacking to take them out one by one. They would get scared or whatever.
Right.
Like if they had like a bomb in their pocket, you could hack it and make it blow up. That kind of thing. The game had Aiden Pierce was the main character and he was like the most bland thing on earth. It was horrible. The story was ridiculous and bad. And of course Jeff's not here, but on Jeff's behalf, the depiction of Chicago in the game was not good at all. the new game is in, I want to say, San Francisco. Has a new main character, and hopefully better writing.
I wasn't feeling the characters, to be honest with you. Like I just in the trailers that I watched, at E3, I wasn't feeling.
I'm not pre-ordering this game. I think the fact that it's coming out in November is a factor there. Having gotten all these other games, but I will give it a chance to prove itself.
I won't. Maybe. I probably maybe. If all of you guys hop on and say, "Oh yeah, it's a great game," then maybe I'll.
Yeah. See that would sway me as well, but I don't see myself being there day one.
Yeah.
But there is one November game that I will be there for day one.
What's that?
Pokemon Sun and
Moon. Oh, I forgot all about it. That game looks freaking weird, dude. Hold on, I'm gonna take my shot here now. Seems
like a perfect. All right, keep it going. Yeah, they've been showing off a lot of new Pokemon. A new environment. Some new graphics. That go down smooth, Don? It sounded like it did.
It's really cheap vodka. Wow.
And the bottom of the bottle, right? So it's the worst part of the vodka. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. It's so good, man. You should try it. It was like a $13 1.75 liter bottle. So that's a tight price.
Yikes.
Ugh, not smooth at all.
Don't Pokemon, do that to yourself again, Don. But Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks neat. It looks neat, as Jeff would say. Okay. I'm really interested in this whole Aloha form because I keep seeing all of these old Pokemon like redone in this new form.
Raichu, electric psychic type.
Yes. What's up with that?
There's some crazy stuff.
So,
I've
been seeing a bunch of tweets like over the past couple weeks. So, but I'm excited. My kid's excited. I kind of want to get Sun. I figured
mine is really excited. He wants Moon.
Yeah.
I think he wants both of them. so I'm assuming we'll get one on launch day and then probably one will be a Christmas present.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to get one for yourself.
Well, I end up playing with him for a lot of it. So we'll see.
Okay. Yeah. I want my own.
I kind of do want my own, but I don't know. Whenever I end up playing that game, he ends up in my lap somehow magically anyway, even if he's asleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, my kids end up watching. Like, my littlest will watch me play Pokemon a lot. My oldest, he'll play Pokemon and watch me play all the time. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, because their dad's a master.
We'll go with that. You think their dad thinks he's a master.
Yeah.
And then I think that's it for November. I don't see a whole lot else.
Yeah. Oh, there's actually, we kind of, and I don't have a lot to say about it, but World of Final Fantasy on the PlayStation Vita and PlayStation 4. I don't know.
What is
It's actually in October, but it's like a real cutesy anime Final Fantasy game. It's got a bunch of the different characters. I don't know a lot about it, to be honest with you. I really don't. I've seen the characters. I've seen the screenshots. The trailers don't tell you jack squat, but I'm probably going to end up picking it up. It looks cute. Like, I've seen the screenshots. It looks cute as all get out. But so, anyway, I don't have a lot to say about that one. But.
All right. And then in December, there's a couple games. Dead Rising 4, which I don't think either of us really cares about.
No.
There's one that you care about, though.
And what?
In December.
Dead Rising's in December. Oh, yeah, the Fractured Butthole.
Yes, the Fractured Butthole. You know the story behind the name, right?
Yeah, it is. If I remember right, it's the superheroes, right?
No. So the censors wouldn't allow them to have the word butthole in the name of the game. so they changed it to the Fractured Butthole.
That's funny.
Yeah, so. I still haven't played the previous one, but what? I know a lot of people like it.
Dude, it's so good.
I'm sure it is. I don't really disagree. Good. And back in the day, I watched a lot of South Park, but I just never got to it.
Oh, man. Like, if you have seen, like, seasons probably 1 through 12, maybe, then, and it, you know, it was like 19 seasons.
It's backwards compatible, too, now, isn't it? I could play it on my
Xbox. I think so. I think it is. You should totally play it, dude. It's so funny, man. It's so funny. Like, the whole time I was just rolling with laughter. Like, there's so many, like, inside jokes from, like, the past seasons. Like,
yeah.
there's stuff that I forgot, and I was just like, oh, I remember that. That's funny. But you guys, you clever guys. But yeah, I can't wait till the sequel. It looks really good. It's got the superhero story.
Yeah.
So I'm really stoked for that. It's gonna be like top of my list. So.
All right. Well, I think you could get into that. Other people will too. People who aren't me. But.
No, you should play the first one before it comes out, and then you'll be like, I need to play this when it comes out.
See, the problem is my time is up, you know? It's like Madden coming out Thursday.
It, like, it will take you, like, you could play through that game in, like, a week. It's pretty short. It's, like, 20 hours. Totally doable. A couple of late nights, and then, you know, some regular nights. You could totally plow through it. And enjoy it at the same time.
Still don't see it happening.
Especially since there's probably Halo tomorrow night.
Yep, Halo tomorrow night. I don't know what will happen this weekend. I still need to finish Pillars of Eternity. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I need to get into Madden. I need to finish Pillars of Eternity before Thursday of next week.
How far? How many hours do you have in the Pillars?
I'm in Act 3. I'm over 30 hours.
Jeez. 3 out of 3 or 3 out of 4?
I think. See, I don't know if it's 4 or 5 acts. Jeez. It's probably 5. So, but my characters are starting to get the game. I think it ends at Act at a characters level 12, and I think all my characters are level 9. So I'm level starting to 9, get.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, to be fair, like, a lot of games let you level up so often, and it doesn't really mean anything. Here, it means a whole lot. And
yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't feel like I'm missing out because there aren't that many levels.
I like leveling up a lot, though. It's like, that's my shtick. Gotta level up. Gotta get that stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a level up whore.
The way they do XP in the game is weird too. Like, it's more of a shared party thing. You don't get them for killing individual enemies. Like, as you defeat enemies, you fill out your what do they call it? Like, your monster guide or whatever here. So like, you kill like 8 of this monster, so you know all about it now, and it ends up filling out all the entry in your
logbook. I've played games like that. That's awesome. I like that. It shows like
which is also cool because you end up, I have like, what, 9 characters, but I can only have 6 at a time. But since they, like, you pool the experience, everyone gets it.
Yeah.
Whether they're with you or not. And actually, you can send characters who aren't in your party on, like, missions that you get at your stronghold, and they'll get you more XP for your party.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But anyway, I think that's our outlook for the fall. The two of us.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty good fall.
I'm excited for fall. This has been, so far, this has been the year of the Tony. There's been some really good releases and
the year of the Tony.
A whole lot of great strategy games. And if Civ 6 lives up to its potential, I mean, I could like have my top 10 would have like 4 strategy games at the top. you know, barring Titanfall wowing me again and all that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so Titanfall 1 was amazing. I can't I expect Titanfall 2 to be really good.
Right.
But, I don't know if it'll be like genre defining like the first one was. So I can't picture it being like at the top of my list. Because of that. I expect it to be really good, but the first one was so good. It was, like I said, it really like broke ground.
Right.
So I can't imagine this one doing anything innovative in a manner to put Titanfall 2 at the top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
Or for me to argue for it to be in like even the top 3 at that point.
Right.
So, but whereas Battlefield 1, like, not just because it's DICE and, you know, I'm a huge DICE fanboy, but Battlefield 1, like we said earlier, it's kind of going back a little bit. So it's that's fresh.
Right. And
so I don't know. But anyway, whatever.
All right, so I think that's it from us. Say goodnight, Don.
Hey, goodnight, Don.